The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hey guys, it's Teacher Monica, and I'm back with another lesson for you guys. And this time it's going to be about a mistake that I hear a lot of English learners make. So oftentimes when we want to talk to someone and show that we agree with what they're saying, I actually hear English learners often say things like, I agree with you. And that is actually incorrect. So I'm going to show you guys the correct way to say this and then also different ways that you can use I'm, but using it correctly. So the first thing is that when you want to say that you agree with someone, you don't use the contraction I'm. So instead of saying I'm agree, you say I agree. I agree with you. I agree with that. I agree. Now, if you want to use the contraction I'm, then you would use it with the continuous verb. So I'm agreeing with you. I'm in agreement with you. You can say that as well. I'm in agreement with you. You could also say something like, yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree with that. And then a common English idiom that we use, we say, I'm on the same page. I'm on the same page. That's another way of saying I agree or I'm in agreement. You can also say we're on the same page. We are on the same page as each other. So we're both in agreement with each other. Another thing that you can pay attention to, for example, if you say you want to say that you agree with someone, notice that you're not using the contraction you're agree with someone. You're agree. That's incorrect. So you agree with someone. You're in agreement with someone. You agree. You're in agreement or you're agreeing. Same thing with I agree or I'm in agreement. I'm agreeing with you. You could also say something like we're in the same boat. That's another way of saying that you agree with someone. And then like when you're just having a discussion, there are different expressions that we use. So let's say that someone says something that you agree with. Okay, so I love eating ice cream every day. Now, hopefully that's not true, but let's pretend it is. Then you feel the exact same way. So you could say things like definitely, totally, absolutely, exactly. You could even say something like, oh, you could say that again. Those are different ways that you can agree with someone on the same thing. And then a super simple way you could say that you agree with someone is you could just simply say agreed. Super easy. I love eating ice cream every day. Agreed. You could also say something like same here. Same here. And then a fun expression that we use, you took the words right out of my mouth. You took the words right out of my mouth. Another expression you could say is, I couldn't have said it better. I couldn't have said it better. So you're really agreeing with the person. Like everything they said, you love what they said. In fact, you love what they said so much that you could not have said it any better. And then a popular thing that the younger generation that they like to say is, same. Same, that's it. Like, oh, I love eating ice cream every day. Same. So it's kind of like a slang. It's not used with the older generations, but the younger generation. So if you ever hear someone saying that, then at least you'll understand what they're saying. And there you have it. So lots of different ways to say that you agree with someone and also what to avoid is saying the contraction, I'm agree with you. Okay, so you have lots of other options. Just make sure that you don't use the one that's incorrect.